Hollywood always spends the first part of the year regrouping. The Oscar contenders that came out at Christmas need time to play, and it's still too early for big summer blockbusters. But warmer weather generally brings audiences. And in his spring movie preview, critic Bob Mondello says there's plenty for them to see before Memorial Day.
Spider-Man No Way Home may have felt like a movie.
We tampered with the stability of space-time.
But for Marvel, it operated as a movie trailer, making $1.8 billion while setting up Doctor Strange for the next installment.
Wanda, we need your help.
With what?
What do you know about the multiverse?
Probably not as much as he does in the Multiverse of Madness. And multiple universes is kind of a theme this spring. There's the Fantastic Beasts variation on the Harry Potter verse in The Secrets of Dumbledore.
If you listen carefully enough, the past whispers to you.
And there's a non-franchise movie about an aging Chinese-American immigrant named Evelyn that more or less defines the multiverse in its title, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Across the multiverse, I've seen thousands of Evelyns. We need your help.
Very busy today. No time to help you.
Then there's the DC Extended Universe, bringing us the latest of many caped crusaders, this time Robert Pattinson, who was a vampire teen in the Twilight movies, so being the Batman isn't a huge stretch. He's battling the Riddler.
It can be cruel, poetic, or blind, but when it's denied, it's your violence you may find.
Justice. The answer's justice.
Pattinson's movie is called The Batman, possibly to preempt Marvel's new bat guy, Morbius, a doctor who, in trying to cure his rare blood disease, uses bat something or other, and goes a little batty, though there are pluses.
Increased strength and speed, the ability to use echolocation, and an overpowering urge to consume blood.
There's always something. Another theme as the weather warms is just weird enough to make you wonder if it's based on something real. Movies about action star celebrities who find themselves pressed into actual action in the real world. Channing Tatum plays one in the comedy Lost City. He's a beefy model for adventure book covers and eager to impress the author of those adventures, who's played by Sandra Bullock.
Loretta Sage is missing.
I'm going to rescue her. I just want her to think of me as more than a cover model.
So he swings into action.
Alan, what are you doing here?
We're here to save you. I'm certified CPR, I'm certified CrossFit. I have snacks.
After them!
Billionaire Daniel Radcliffe is pulling the strings in Lost City. A billionaire is being conned in Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerre, and his favorite movie star is the bait, unwilling bait, as it happens.
No need to be nervous.
No reason to be nervous. They're only killers.
You're an actor. Act.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go to work.
The billionaire's hooked.
Will someone pinch me, please? Is that Danny Francesco? What's next for you?
I'm playing a mysterious self-made billionaire.
You just described me.
Behind that rich guy's accent is Hugh Grant, while Josh Hartnett plays the movie star. Another film, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, is a sort of meta version of the billionaire and actor story. Nicolas Cage plays a movie star who's broke and can't seem to get cast anymore.
You've been living at the Sunset Tower for over a year.
They love having me there.
You owe them $600,000.
And the debt-ridden actor that Nicolas Cage is playing in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is...
Nicolas Cage!
Yep, Nicolas Cage is playing Nicolas Cage. Happily, his agent has a gig for him.
You head to southern Spain and you attend a wealthy gentleman's birthday party.
I would never do that.
It's $1 million, Nick.
I'll take it.
In a more conventional comedy called The Duke, taxi driver Jim Broadbent steals a portrait of the Duke of Wellington from London's National Gallery in 1961. True story, he offers to return it if Britain provides free TV to the elderly, which makes him something of a folk hero.
How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Yes!
For those unfamiliar with court proceedings, that was the plea, not the verdict.
Most of the spring's period films will be more serious. The 1920s drama Mothering Sunday juxtaposes the pain of families who've lost sons in World War I with the desires of the surviving sons.
What are you doing?
Studying.
And I'm here to help you study.
You're what I intend to study today.
The film Nitram, which won Caleb Landry Jones the Best Actor Award at last year's Cannes Film Fest, is a biopic about Australian mass murderer Martin Bryant. Nitram is Martin, backwards. In the film, Bryant has a complicated relationship with his mother, who remembers him as a small child.
Laughing. Laughing at my pain. Laughing like it was the funniest thing in the world.
Unpleasant family dynamics also figure in the Viking story, The Northman, about a boy who watches his uncle kill his father and marry his mother, and whose response?
I will avenge you, father! I will save you, mother! I will kill you, Fiona!
Is not unlike Hamlet's to the same situation, though he's more violent and getting there takes him longer.
I will avenge you, father. I will save you, mother. I will kill you, Fiona.
The Northman marks quite a departure for Robert Eggers, writer-director of the arthouse film The Lighthouse. Then there's The Outfit, a drama that centers on a tailor, but that isn't about outfits he makes, but about the gangster customers who buy them.
The Outfit is a network of every big-time crew from Santa Monica to Coney Island.
Please, sir, I don't want any trouble.
You want to survive the night? You look them dead in the eyes, and you pretend you're one of them.
Other spring dramas include Alice, about an escaped slave who discovers an unexpected world outside the plantation, the French film Happening, which charts a student's attempts to terminate a pregnancy in the 1960s, when even talking about abortion could land her in prison, and the Palestinian film Huda's Salon, which finds a young mother in peril when she's blackmailed by a hairdresser who is herself being blackmailed. Does all of this sound awfully downbeat, especially for springtime? Well, kid flicks to the rescue. There's an animated blue hedgehog who's come back to save the world from an animated red, not sure what.
Sonic, meet Knuckles.
In Sonic the Hedgehog 2, also the DC Very Extended Universe's latest, The League of Super Pets.
Indestructidog!
And in The Bad Guys, some traditionally reviled critters.
Miss Tarantula, Mr. Shark, Mr. Piranha, Mr. Snake.
Who decide they're tired of being bad guys.
We're gonna go good.
Did you get hit on the head?
For adults, meanwhile, uplift can be found in the cinematic equivalent of comfort food. Say Tom Cruise returning to his old Top Gun stomping grounds.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. You're kind of headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
And though the end seemed inevitable for some other old friends, they're back too.
Years ago, before you were born, I met a man, and now I've come into the possession of a villa in the south of France. What?
Another big screen go-round for the folks at Downton Abbey to set us up for summer sequels that we'll save for another time. I'm Bob Mandela.
And with that, I will say goodnight and leave you to discuss my mysterious past.